How has Amazon responded to accusations about their efforts to undermine unions?
This is what the Amazon spokeswoman said to me in a statement. That it's up to the workers whether they want to unionize. It's their choice. We want them to be able to choose. You know, I take that with a grain of salt. I mean, they were paying, anti-union consultants were getting paid as much as $3,200 a day for a single consultant. And so if you're paying someone $3,200 a day, you really don't want a union. You don't want the workers to unionize.
Whoa. So it sounds like there was a lot piled up against Chris. But even so, he was successful at getting enough workers on board to vote to unionize at this first warehouse. What was his strategy to do that, and what made it work?
So I think the biggest thing he did and the smartest thing he did was just set up outside the factory. So he, because he was fired and was no longer an Amazon employee, he wasn't allowed on their property. But there's a bus stop right across from the warehouse where he was fired, literally right across the street. So he set up at that bus stop. He put up a tent, and he was there, gosh, you know, 11, 12 hours a day for the better part of 11 months, just constantly there. And if he wasn't there, other people from his movement were there. They're grilling, they're playing music, passing out free weed sometimes. And I think the goal of all of that was to build a culture and a community which didn't exist in that Amazon warehouse, you know, where your every move is surveilled, where there's constant turnover. There's no sense of community. There's no sense of workforce. So he was going to build that at the bus stop, a sense of, you know, who we are as part of the Amazon labor union. And, you know, one interesting thing about Chris is he's a former rapper, musician. So he used to put on his own shows. Mm. I mean, the organizing he would do would be to throw house parties and get people to come to his concerts. And that's a form of organizing in itself. You're trying to get people to come to something. You're trying to get people to buy into something. And so he was really good at that. I don't think he had done anything political at all.